Let's switch topics and talk about criminal justice. Last month, Governor Brown signed a couple bills giving the public, under certain conditions, more access to police personnel records and to video from police body cameras. Would you have signed either of those, Mr. Cox?
No, I wouldn't have. And let me tell you, I think we have a serious crime problem right here in this city. Now San Francisco is the number one city for property crimes. And, you know, Gavin was mayor here for 8 years. He didn't solve the homeless problem here at all, and it's gotten worse. And now, and not only that, but Gavin was also the only statewide official to endorse Prop 47, which redefined a lot of felonies as misdemeanors.
And I'll give him a chance. But we're talking about transparency. Those bills are specifically about transparency. Well, so tell me why you wouldn't have signed
them. I favor transparency. I certainly favor transparency. But I think we have to work more with our law enforcement and give them the tools and the ability to deal with particular situations. I regret the gulf between the police and people in the neighborhoods. I think there has to be a lot more communication. I think we have to foster that. But going after the police and opening up private personnel records, I think it's just a kind of a creates a fishing expedition for trial lawyers.
I don't know how you can be pro transparency and oppose that bill. 27 states provide quote unquote some access to those records. What we did is reconciled that. There was a lot of compromise. There was a lot of work with law enforcement before it got on the governor's desk. To the governor's credit, he led a lot of those efforts to find common ground and compromise. It's about transparency. It's also about trust. And I am someone that believes very passionately and very enthusiastically and very supportive of the men and women in uniform. Same time, you can be pro-public safety and pro-civil rights and due process. And I think we found a nice balance with the legislation that the governor signed.
Another question on this topic. Past governors, virtually every other governor except Jerry Brown, have reversed parole recommendations for most people who have come up for parole when they're serving life sentences with the possibility of parole. Governor Brown has gone the other direction. He's allowed about 80% of those parole recommendations to go forward and to let those felons out onto probation or out on the streets. Would you do that, Mr. Cox? Would you go back to the way it was, or do you think that this governor, is doing the right thing?
No, I think we have to be very tough. I lament the fact that our criminal justice system is letting so many people and doing plea bargains out to let people out on the streets. I think of Anthony Mealy, who was a young man who was murdered in cold blood in Ventura by a guy who was out. This guy had a rap sheet as long as my arm.
But these are folks who have been recommended for parole by the parole board. Are you saying maybe you would appoint a different kind of person to the parole board?
No, I would look at those judiciously, of course, and evaluate those on the facts and the circumstances. I mean, I certainly believe in restoration. I'm on the board of a restorative justice mediation project in San Diego, so I do believe in reconciliation, and rehabilitation. But I want to make sure that the public is protected on each of these situations. So I'll be pretty tough on that.
I know you're also Catholic. You've spoken about your Catholic faith. Both of you are Catholic.
Yeah.
How does that figure into? I remember talking to the governor about it, and he talked about redemption, and that's one of the reasons he was giving these folks a second chance.
I do believe in redemption. I really do. I think someone who's committed a crime. That's why this restorative justice project is so important, because it reconciles people, offenders, with their victims to make them understand what the hurt is of their victims. But I think we owe it to the public to make sure that we apply parole judiciously and that we have a good set of eyes looking at this to make sure it's evaluated properly.
Well, I think we do have a good set of eyes, and we've had a good governor who's done the right thing. What I'm trying to reconcile is John's answer. He says he would not continue, I think, in the enlightened sense, the policies of Governor Brown, which has been about restoration, has been about second chances, has been in the spirit of what John was advancing. I would like to build on that. I also would like to build on Governor Brown's criminal justice reform legacy. There have been a lot of, I think, very enlightened reforms. Can't be ideological about these reforms. You've got to be open to argument, interested in evidence as it relates to changing conditions.
Do you think the jury's still out on whether they've all been good changes?
All of these things. You have to be iterative. Prop 57, which is about to be implemented, 47, three strikes, AB 109, which was realignment. You cannot be ideological. The fundamental responsibility of a governor, any chief executive, is public safety. So that's always top of mind. But just locking folks up, being quote quote, tough on crime, I don't think is necessarily the answer. That's the old saw. I think being smart on crime, and I think the example of the last few years is an example of that, I think is a much more enlightened approach, and I want to build on that approach of Governor
Brown. Prop 47 is as widely acknowledged now to have been a real problem.
And just for listeners who don't know, we should say that was a ballot measure that downgraded a lot of mostly drug crimes from felonies to misdemeanors.
And you talk to a lot of small retailers, and they're finding that this is really creating problems for them. And, you know, Gavin wants to continue Governor Brown's management or even worse. And the fact of the matter is, under Governor Brown, people are further being priced out of the state. They're leaving the state in droves. And our schools, we've spent 80% more. I hope we talk about education, because we've vastly increased spending for our schools, and they're now in the bottom, 10% of the states. And that's just not a situation that I would want to continue.
We just-